and on the web at Garage Sale Prices. Call 342-1400 or log on to KVOE.com for details.
Help wanted. List your job opening on the web and on air. Log on to KVOE.com for the details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News Time 7:14, partly sunny, 71 degrees. Our high today will be 93, 99 here, possibly warmer further to our south. So heat advisories for Chase and Greenwood counties starting at noon tomorrow. But area-wide, we could see heat advisories tomorrow as well, with heat index readings 105 to 107 in the forecast. Busy week ahead is for the KVOE listening area, and a busy day Saturday for the Emporia Farmers Market as Homegrown Celebration comes in. We're pleased to be joined right now by Farmers Market Coordinator Tricia Fullerton as our 7:05 newscast continues. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you today?
Good. You ready for Saturday?
I am. I'm very excited. I had to miss last year's Homegrown Celebration, so I get to be there this year, and I'm really excited about doing that.
So what is on tap for Homegrown coming up Saturday?
Oh, my goodness. Candace Wakeman and ESB have been putting on getting together a lot of ideas and some fun. We're going to have some fun games going on, some watermelon. We're going to have a watermelon recipe to sample. So we're really looking forward to that, and we have the most amazing vendors at the Emporia Farmers Market. So we're really looking forward to everybody coming together and having a great time for families on Saturday.
So what is the schedule? When do we gather here at the Farmers Market for Saturday, and specifically all the watermelon-related good stuff?
Yeah, so our Farmers Market now starts at 8 a.m. this year. We went back to an 8 a.m. start, and that has been very well received by everyone in town. We're excited about that. I believe the festivities for Homegrown are actually going to start at 8:30, so it gives you a little time to come out and you can walk around the farmer's market, see what all we have, make some purchases if you want, and then we'll have games and things starting at 8:30 with ESB.
Yeah, I think you can register for all the watermelon contests at 8 o'clock, and I think there's watermelon eating, seed spitting, and watermelon rolling that will be going
yep.
on. So, yeah, big times, big doings at the Homegrown Celebration. So what kind of produce can we expect?
Oh, my goodness. Tomatoes have come into the farmer's market for the summer, so we're very excited to have several vendors offering those farm-fresh tomatoes. We also have a sweet corn that's been coming in. I don't know if we'll have any Saturday. Our main corn vendor comes in on Wednesday nights, but we have so many other things to offer you. We have cucumbers, and we have different greens and carrots, and we've had beets coming in this summer. We've had blackberries coming from the orchard, so we've had some fruit in there. Several different fruit options that we've had this year, which has been exciting. We've had apricots, we've had rhubarb, the blackberries, black raspberries. So we're excited about having a few more options like that, too, as well as the standard. You know, we've got Chad, the bread man, there at every market offering his wonderful breads and so many varieties. He does such a great job of creating new things. We've had new produce vendors who have a lot of things with onions and some special garlic. If you're looking to do some cooking at home, we can offer you so many options of fresh herbs and things like that to add to the dishes that you're already making, as well as bison. We've had bison, a vendor from Olpe regularly with the Shankies, offering bison and beef and many things like that. So we have such a great variety at the market.
Really quickly here, Tricia, getting back to the Homegrown on Saturday, you led with, right off the top, with ESB Financial, longstanding partnership here to not only bolster the market, but specifically this specific event. What has it meant for you to have that partnership in place for years now?
We can't thank ESB enough for the way that they support us and they promote all of the things that we're doing. They help keep us going and they help keep the costs down for our vendors. That's something we really appreciate with them. Through the support that we have with ESB and with the Babinger Trust, we are able to keep our vendor fees at $25, which is just amazing. For the entire year, you can do the indoor-outdoor season, and we can't thank them enough for all that they do to support our local farmers market.
So any music on Saturday?
I don't think we have any live music. We will have our music going. That's a lot of fun, older music. We really enjoy that. Yeah. Feel-good rock is what we use. So that'll be great. And then Wednesday, don't forget, we have a cornhole tournament coming up next Wednesday on the 26th. So if you like cornhole and want to join that, it's $50 a team. And Kelly Scroll Cuts out of Allen has done some unique individual awards for us for the top teams. And we're really excited to do that this year.
Outstanding. Tricia, anything else you wanted to add here for Homegrown coming up here on Saturday?
We just hope everyone will come out. We have a lot of activities. We will also have more fun things for kids to do, and we have that every Saturday now. We always have an activity for the kids, so we really are a great family time to come out and then support your local farmers.
All right. Well, Tricia, looking forward to seeing you on Saturday here for Homegrown. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Tricia Fullerton of the Emporia Farmers Market. She's the market coordinator. Again, highlighting what's taking place here for the farmers market the next